Radio, easing towards the end of show 700 part B, also known as show 701. It's an anniversary so big we had to celebrate it twice.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And it's like there's no year zero, right? There's no show zero either. So it's like the calendar.
Yeah. The way I think about it, this show we're celebrating having already done 700 shows.
Yes. I'll drink to that.
Man, I was enjoying the disco flavors and edits and stuff on your side. That touch track is nice, the Crown Heights.
Yeah, actually, that's from All Vinyl Nights. That Evo and where Evo and Kilo C threw down. And Kilo C, you might know if you rewind back a couple of shows. He's the Koopa legend, like one of the pioneer hip hop, the pioneer DJs. And he dropped that, and I was like, what is that? I just flipped. It's a nice version, for sure.
Yeah, that Martin Rossman was nice, too. Bang, Bang, Bang remix.
Oh, yeah. Some new disco, some old disco, and then some classic Marvin, Stevie, mixed in for good measure.
Yeah. Any other highlights that you want to mention from your sets?
No, that's about it.
Cool. In mine, got into some like rough, funky hip hop, some nice and smooth, nice Rascal track with Planet Asia, and my favorite one, a track called V-Boyism from a group called Rhymester from Japan. It's in all Japanese, and the beats, one of those crazy versions of Give It Up or Turn It Loose. Very tasty.
Looking forward to hearing that. I was busy at the jam.
Yeah.
So now.
Many thanks once again to Buddha. We enjoyed a nice stretched out 40 minutes with the man and his thoughts and his opinions and his recollections of what was going down way back, like even before hip-hop popped off in Canada. He was doing the roller skating thing, and he was right there on the forefront when hip-hop trickled in from New York to Ottawa. Yeah, man. It's so nice hearing like someone old like that, that lived through so much, that had like so many stories, and you get kind of transported into like a different perspective, you know, because we grew up like years later than that, so it's really cool to get that kind of
firsthand kind of storytelling. Yes.
For more about him and the legendary Canadian Floor Masters, you just need to go to CanadianFloorMasters.com. There's a little history up in there. He tells a few of his stories on the site, but then if you heard the show, then you've heard those, the wedding, the Russian ballet.
I remember him telling me about that. There was a little photo exhibit at
House of Paint, yeah, last year.
House of Paint, that's happening real soon too, in September, right?
Yeah, real soon now. Yeah, they've been doing some lead-up events.
That's a big jam coming up. Under Pressure, of course, happening every year in August. That's this weekend. Is it this weekend or next weekend? Under Pressure.
I think it's this weekend, but I'll be honest, I haven't been paying close attention, so go check on Facebook or something.
Anyways, not to be missed.
Well, we're over time, so one very quick announcement for me. As I mentioned last week, next Saturday, August 11th, Ruby Jane and I are going to be putting down some funk at Le Blurry, which is the revived vinyl, formerly Luba.
Slash Luba.
Yeah, a favorite place for decades. Come down and get your fill of the funk. It should be good. I like that place. I had a lot of fun at the Acalypse show last Saturday, and it looks like there's a lot more to come from Le Blurry. So come check us out on the 11th. And I'll shoot it over to you for one final announcement. Let people know about the tour.
Yeah, we booked a European tour. We got a couple of shows locked down, but we still got a few dates open. Get in touch, Facebook. It's probably easy, as I'm on there a lot. We Funk Radio, look, you can message us now, Mike and I, or me personally. The tentative dates are November 29th to December 9th, but that's pretty flexible if you want to. We could extend the tour a little bit, beginning and end, if you want to book us.
Yep.
The weekends went fast. No, we got some other dates, but we don't need to party on weekday.
Yep. We still have some nights open, though.
For sure. Try to pack it in. Got 11 shows, 11 days, like last time.
Lots of music, not much sleep. All right, well, we're going to get out of here on, you got one more in your set, a nice edit of a classic George Benson track, Give Me the Night.
Yep. And never played on WeFunk. It's hard, like, digging up stuff you haven't played. It took a bit of work.
But well, you found some. You came up on some gold. All right, thanks. We're out of here for this week. Tune in next Friday night, midnight to 2 a.m., or just head over to WeFunkRadio.com. We're out of here.
Yes.
Peace.
Show 702 next. Peace.